All right, folks. This is the this is what you're getting this week. No guest. I'm in some fucking city in Indiana right now, driving to Fort Wayne, Indiana. I just stopped at a truck stop for some caffeine. I'm on one of my move is. This is a move that I think I'm gonna either get too old or too successful for. Hopefully, too successful for. But I'm my move is to, in order to avoid having too much time away from my family or my job, I take a red-eye flight to a nearby city and rent a car. Fort Wayne, Indiana is a motherfucker to fly to. If you're a longtime listener, you may remember at New Year's, I came out to the same club, Summit City Comedy Club. By the way, if you're listening to this when it comes out, I'm here with Hans Kim all weekend. Hans Kim, who's a, by the way, and maybe we'll podcast while I'm there. I know him from Seattle, but he's was opening for Joe Rogan in fucking Europe a week ago. So big step back to be working with old Casey McClain. So, yeah, my move is fly into town. I took a red eye, 11:30 p.m. flight from SeaTac. My typical move is I park at my sister's house because she lives close to the airport, and then typically they would give me a ride to the airport. This time, they have COVID, these folks. So I parked there, but got an Uber. Get to the airport at, like, let's say 9:45. Get through the you know, whatever, checking my bag. I brought my golf clubs. We'll see if we get some golf content out here in Indiana. And my hope is always, my ambition is always to sleep on the plane. And an early theme of this podcast has been how I've gotten better at sleeping on planes. And that's true. It is true. I am pretty good at sleeping on planes now. I will say the last flight I took, I probably only slept about an hour from, where was that from? Oklahoma City, no, Denver. See, that's like a 3.5 hour flight. I think I only slept about an hour. Anyway, all that is to say, I slept. So this flight was a little bit. Also, by the way, I'm so fucking tired right now. I just got caffeine. This is my first caffeine. I'm trying to figure out how to hold this microphone well and not crash. I guess it's just gonna have to be a little ways away. That's fine. So I get on this flight. My move, window seat. This isn't my move. I didn't make it up. By the way, I just had a Tyson hot and spicy chicken waffle sandwich from this fucking Pilot gas station. Actually, quality is dog shit, but overall, the overall product, not bad. So I get on this airplane, and this lady sits next to me, and I would say, I certainly don't think it's nice to, like, fat shame someone on an airplane. So what I'll say is that she was roughly, her and I had the same footprint. We had the same butt print, you know what I mean? So there was a little bit of competing for space going on, and she was with a man who, and this will come up later maybe, but I thought was her husband. And I'm a Pacific Northwest, passive aggressive, Seattle freezing motherfucker. I do not like small talk with strangers, and especially I don't like small talk with strangers that might impede my sleep. I think an airplane is the only place that's that's ever happened or that's ever mattered. Anyway, so my move, head the moment I sit down, probably before I sit down, like as I'm boarding, headphones in, eyes closed, head against the wall, sweatshirt off as a pillow. I don't want any part of this. I don't want any part of any conversation. But this lady is, there's a certain franticness to this. I think it might have been on this podcast, but I was on a flight one time where a woman like lost something in her bag and did everything short of accusing me of stealing it. And she was with her like much younger daughter. I mean, obviously everyone's daughter is much younger than them, but like much younger than me daughter. The woman was probably in her like early 50s and the daughter was in her like early 20s and I'm in my 30s. And the daughter kept saying stuff, I think kind of for my benefit, to be like, yeah, no, obviously nobody stole anything. Obviously nobody stole anything because we're on a fucking airplane and I to fucking open your backpack and steal something from it without you knowing would make me the greatest magician in the history of the world. Anyway, there's this, that, but this lady got like frantic. It reminded me of that. This lady, on the airplane today / yesterday, as I'm recording this, but on the flight that I took that landed today, I immediately noticed there's an intensity, an anxiety, perhaps an anxiety. She's moving in a way that makes me know she's nervous and it's going to be a problem. So as I'm sitting there, and I never really got a great look at her. Though she was sitting next to me, I didn't get a great look at her. I thought, and I'm going to walk this back later, potentially. I thought she was like in her 40s, kind of like a kooky lady, curly hair. She had the energy of, the best way I could describe it, because I kept, and maybe it's just because I have seen this lady in a couple things recently, but have you ever seen The Sopranos, Tony's sister Janice? The like, that kind of just like a hint of desperation, a hint of like, shit's not good. There's an anxiety, discontent. I don't know what the right adjective is, or whatever. Are these adjectives? Adverb? Or is that? No. My wife is an English teacher, and my grasp on like the rules of grammar and the types of words, parts of speech, all that, I'm fucking lost. So anyway, there's just like everything is like, if she drops something, it's like a fucking panic. There's like a little bit of a panic in this lady. And everything is just dramatic. When she goes to take a drink of water, it's very dramatic. And then we're sitting there, and so I dropped my headphone case, you know, like or earbud case, whatever you call that shit, the little charger thing. And I kind of figured I had like the headphones in. I tried to pick it up briefly. I'm gonna like rip a hip flexor trying to get it. So this is me, cool, calm, collected Casey McClain. I was like, listen, the people behind me aren't walking out of here with a fucking empty earbud case. They just happen to have the same Sony earbuds that I have. The coincidence is too, would be so cool, calm, collected Casey McClain just lets it go. Don't even think about it till I'm about to get off the flight. This lady. So then, and the other thing that happens is I start to hear this, like, what I thought was, I was like, at first I thought it was a baby crying. And then I'm like, that kind of sounds like a cat. And then this guy and this lady start, they like look around. And I'm like, oh yeah, they also think it would be insane to bring a cat on this flight. Also, like, I'm allergic to cats. I don't know what kind of, I mean, apparently airplanes, the air circulation system is the cure for COVID, but maybe it's psychosomatic, but I might be a little stuffy. This lady might have made me a little stuffy. By the way, I'm desperately trying to stop selling cat and dog shirts. So if you're familiar with my act, tell me what you would set, what you would buy as a fucking merch shirt. So this lady is like, I'm trying to go to sleep. She's just like discomfort. That might be another way. That might be another adjective for it. Discomfort. She's like, I get it. I have lower back issues. These seats are not comfortable. I need to shift a little bit. I'm trying to find a comfortable position. But she's like, you know, forward and backward and forward and backward and side to side. And then she's fucking watching anime and she gets a drink and she's like hammering the drink with a fucking, the little stir stick they give you and chew it on every single fucking piece of ice. And it's like a big thing. Like everything is a thing. It's all just like a problem. And I'm getting annoyed and trying to just like close my eyes, fall asleep. I'm trying to do the thing when I can't fall asleep. I listen to like a news podcast that I'm just so goddamn bored of the news that I fall asleep. I try that. I'm like watching golf on my phone. I'm doing all the stuff that I would do at home to fall asleep outside of one very specific thing that they frown upon on airplanes. And yeah, I'm getting just like progressively annoyed with this lady. I finally fall asleep and this fucking lady like shifts and puts, she might have been asleep also, because she would like try to sleep sitting directly back, and then she would try to sleep with her head down on the tray table. And I've never done that. I don't know if that's, also she's probably putting her head into the back of the seat of, and also every time the fucking stewardess comes up, I think she's like my wife, and her fucking curly hair is like, it's a constant, there's constant motion going on in this seat. But it's not only motion, it's visible. It's like a flag waving. Like every time her fucking hair moves, there's a thing that Janice from The Sopranos does that it fully reminded me of that. Anyway, we get to the point where I'm asleep. I don't know when this lady fell asleep or what, but all of a sudden, like, her fucking, half her body weight is leaned against me. And it's like, again, things are dramatic. So, like, this dude next to her, husband, whatever he is, she, like, starts cuddling against him really, like, demonstratively. And so, ooh, in a moment, my wife might call, and then we'll be pausing this if she actually does call. I just got a notification from, we put a camera on our porch. I might have talked about this on a past episode. We put a camera on our porch for, I don't even really know what purpose. It's not a doorbell camera. Just a camera on our porch. So it'll be nice for Halloween if, like, kids vandalize our house, if they smash our pumpkins that I carved dutifully with my daughter. Anyway. So, yeah. Then this lady is, like, body weight against me, and I'm trying to, like, I don't want to have a fucking confrontation. I take the window seat. I got a glass of bourbon to try to fall asleep. I'm fucking doing everything I can to make this as easy as possible and as non-confrontational as possible, but it starts to get really fucking annoying. And then she slams her full fucking body weight into my body, and I'm like moving so that it's like obviously gonna wake her up so she's not laying against me. And the, you know, it takes a couple rounds of this, and then she's like demonstratively angry that she can't sleep and I can't sleep, and it's an annoying thing, and we land, and of course she's one of these people that has to fucking stand the moment the plane, and I support people who stand in the aisle. If you're in an aisle seat and you choose to stand in the aisle, you need to stretch your legs, you need to stretch your back, I get it. But if you're one of these people in the middle seat that you gotta fucking, you stand, but now you're standing under the carry-on compartment. So your ass and your fucking backpack, she put her backpack on, are directly, I'm literally like, I've lost half of the space my head had against the wall to this fucking backpack she has on. And I'm frustrated and annoyed, and then, when it's finally close to her time to fucking get out, she reaches under her seat. She's had a goddamn cat under the fucking seat the whole time. I've never had one of these weird service animal things. I always used to think that was like a myth. Like, people overblew those situations. This lady had a fucking cat carrier. It was her cat that's been whining this whole goddamn flight. And thank God. This also makes sense now why she's been like, you know, fucking, I guess maybe she had her head down, maybe she was like looking at the cat. And I'm like, this kooky fucking lady put a cat under her, and then she's like the perfect kooky lady for this. She's watching anime on her phone, she's got this fucking husband that's, you know, whatever, older than her, that sleeps the whole fucking flight. She's, I guess, maybe looking down at this cat. This anime is obnoxious, by the way. I don't know how people watch it. Anyways, it stinks. The only time I've ever liked anime, I was stoned out of my mind. Like, the first couple times I smoked weed, my friends were like, we gotta watch anime. Maybe you'll like anime. And I will admit, when you are stoned, and this is at the first couple years that I smoked weed, I really enjoyed it, and then I stopped enjoying it. But I enjoyed anime. Ninja Scroll, Akira, I think is one of them. Man, those early days of smoking weed were fun. So then we get off the flight, and I'm like, this guy and this lady are wearing matching backpacks, and they had a thing on them. They said a thing on them that I should have just tried to figure out, like, write it down. But when I get out of the airplane, I notice they're like, yes, they're wearing the same backpack. I think they're pretty obviously on this flight together. But they're not exactly keeping a space between them, or a closeness between them that makes... I'm a little... dubious about whether or not this now is actually husband and wife at this point. I'm like, oh, maybe these are like, I don't know. And then as we get off the plane, I watch this woman walk in a way that I don't know how to describe it, other than the way she walked made me know that she was very likely neurodivergent, I think is the clinical, politically correct term. Now, she had some issues. Also, don't know if she was this guy's wife. I think she might have been his daughter. And then it's like a whole different situation. So again, yet being non-confrontational, being not like hyper-assertive sometimes is bad, but in this case, I think it actually turned out pretty fucking good, because I didn't yell at a potentially autistic kid for fucking, you know, taking up too much space and moving around too much on a goddamn airplane, which is difficult enough for anybody. It was very annoying, though. I got about an hour and a half of sleep. And then she fucking slammed against me, and I never fell back asleep. I'll look at my Fitbit. My Fitbit measures my sleep, and we'll see what, we'll see how much sleep I actually got. And then I tried to be... So, I flew to Chicago because it's cheaper to fly to Chicago than drive to Fort Wayne than it is to fly directly to Fort Wayne. And the weather in between Chicago and Fort Wayne is pretty good right now. It's like, you know, 45 and clear roads and all that, dry, whatever. Don't have to worry about snow. Don't have to worry about heavy rains. Whatever. So, I go to the Chicago airport. Nearly done with my Red Bull. O'Hare. By the way, when you're in it, you're like, I think this is where, I think it's where Home Alone is set, right? Is it Chicago? So it's a pain in the ass to get to the rental car place. It's literally like you're on a train for like 20 minutes to get to the rental car place. Get to the rental car place. Google says they're open at 5. I'm there at 5:30. I fuck around. It's like Thrifty Rental Car at O'Hare apparently opens at 6, even though Google says they open at 5. Update that, motherfuckers. Would you? I don't know what I would have done differently. But, so the guy, they open at 6 apparently, so at 6 o'clock, I've been waiting at this fucking counter for a half hour. This guy walks out and he goes, "Sir, give me a moment. I'm not even logged in yet." I like didn't say anything to the guy. He just like immediately starts with it with some fucking sass. "You're sassing me? It's 6 in the morning. I've slept an hour and a half. I had a, you know, neurodivergent child fucking keeping me awake. I was thinking horrible things about her until I realized that she was probably fucking 16. You don't think I'll think those horrible things about you, sir?" And I made my reservation. You know, there's these things. I had at TSA, I also had an experience where I'm like, I think I brought this on myself. The lady at TSA was like pretty rude, which isn't, this is not a new TSA story to find out that some of the folks are rude. But at one point, I'm like putting my shit, she's like giving instructions, all that. I'm literally taking my fucking laptop out of my backpack and she goes, "You're gonna have another bin. You're gonna have to have another bin for that." And I go, "Yeah, I know." And I watched her get angry at me going, "Yeah, I know." Not go like, "Okay, yes, ma'am." And my bag ended up in the extra screening line as a result of that. Sometimes that's because I have like, basically they've told me that like, if there's microphones in there's a pretty good chance they're going to pop. So I started putting those in my check bag, but there was something in there today that popped. I think part of it might have been my attitude towards this lady is what popped it. So I get to this fucking thrifty car rental place. The guy, so I fucked up. And I made my reservation for 10 a.m. today till 10 a.m. on Sunday. Reality is, I'm there at fucking 5:30. And on Sunday, I'm going to be there at 5 with the car. I fucked up the reservation. I decided not to change it because I was like, I'll probably be fine. They'll probably just give me the car. It's early, but whatever. I give the guy my by the way, I feel like that they have the lowest success rate of like looking up people's reservations by name at rental car places. First off, have no idea. I tell them my name. They're like completely don't understand how to pronounce it. Pronounce a fully different name back to me after they've searched for that name. A name that doesn't even make sense, by the way. Something that's not even a real. It's like if you were telling someone that didn't know how to spell. If the person knew how to spell and was familiar with English names, they'd be like, "Wait, that's not a name I've seen before. Is it actually this?" But no, we're just gonna fucking throw these letters in the order you think you heard them in, the letters you think you heard in the order you think you heard them in. And then he finally pulls up my reservation. He goes, sir, your reservation's for 10 o'clock. We don't have any cars available. And I'm like, okay, so I have to wait until 10 o'clock to get a car? And he's like, yeah. And also, or you could get an SUV with an upgrade, and then it's fucking, you know, whatever. And SUVs obviously use significantly more gas. This bad boy, spoiler alert, I'm in a Kia Forte that's getting 39.8 miles to the gallon, it says, right now. I suspect in a midsize SUV, I'd have been around 20 per gallon. And I go, I gave him a light Karening, just a light Karening. I go, oh yeah, I thought I'd be fine. I messed up. I made a mistake. You don't have any cars? And he's like, nope, not a single car. There's other people with reservations. It's 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. We don't have a single car for you in the size you said. And if we get the SUV, it's going to be $30 more a day. And I think there was another extra thing on it. And I'm like for real, I'm going to have to wait until 10 o'clock. You'll have a car at 10 o'clock. You're sure you're going to have a car at 10 o'clock. But there's no way you could possibly fill my reservation. He's like, nope, absolutely not. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm just like not going to use you guys anymore. He goes, you can't blame us. You're the one that made the mistake, which pretty concise comeback, honest, true, but not what we expect from our customer service people, right? We want to be able to abuse these people just a little bit or get something that we want. And I'm not saying that's right, but that is the reality, is we want these people to take our abuse, not argue it, and then also we want them, was that a police officer? I don't like Midwest fucking highways. Chicago is like a goddamn, I had to fucking learn a passcode and pass a troll and solve a riddle to get out of that fucking city. There's so many goddamn turns. I don't think this is the same way I went on when I came here for New Year's Eve. Oh my God, I'm so tired. I was considering golfing, but what I think I'm going to try to do is go to my hotel room and fall asleep. If they'll let me check in, I'm going to just sleep until a little while before the show. Which I guess will affect when this podcast goes up. Anyway. So I was like, okay, sir, yeah, I guess just do it. How much are you going to be charging me today? And this dude was going to charge me, because of the additions, like $250 more. And I was like, hold on, I think I can get this cheaper somewhere else. Budget rent-a-car, baby. I'm sure just as bad for a variety of reasons, but what do we got here? All of a sudden, a fucking 60-mile-an-hour road, everyone slowed down to 20 miles an hour. I don't know why. For no good apparent reason. So, yeah. Then the lady in fucking... at Budget was, like, the sweetest lady. I was thinking about this because Chicago's got some problems. It's got some hair on it. It's where the... dearly departed Jussie Smollett was brutally murdered by white supremacists, or I don't remember the exact story, but it's something like that. Chicago's got some problems. Illinois is an interesting place, kind of like a lot of rural, or sorry, a lot of metropolitan cities in red states, where it's like that, like Chicago, it's just like Washington State, and then it has Chicago's like a very blue city that's just basically every other place in Illinois, I believe, is like purple or red politically. Oh, I really was happy when I heard the term purple for political like partisanship. I really like that. This is a mostly adjective-based podcast. purple is an adjective, right? My daughter has a couple toys that she doesn't know this, but they were originally dog toys. And my dog just doesn't really fuck with toys like that. So they became, not like my wife and I re-gifted them to my daughter. She just decided they were there. They were hers. One of them is a purple dog chew toy shaped like a dog that I only purchased because buying it saved me, like, if you bought like on Amazon, like so many of these items, you save this much money. And the amount of money I saved was way less than the cost, or was way more than the cost of the purple dog chew toy that my daughter now calls Purpley. Purpley, Dada. Ooh, boy. My brain is not operating on full. Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. It's not operating at full strength, and I'm trying to get back. How did we get here? How did we get to purpley? We were talking about adjectives. We were talking about Illinois being purple. I know what it was. We got back there. So the guy behind the counter was Hispanic. And I'll tell you, the people who have annoyed me on this trip so far, really just a fucking rainbow coalition of people. I think Hispanic and potentially gay, if I was a betting man. And I think that in 2022, it's not really frowned upon. Maybe it's correct even some of the time, especially in a place that's, like, I think kind of segregated the way. My understanding is Chicago is pretty segregated. But I think this dude thought I was, like, a white guy flexing his privilege. By the way, maybe I was. But I go to the fucking budget counter, and it's a Mexican lady. And Mexican. I know she was from Mexico. We had a wonderful conversation. She was bilingual. She was speaking. She was covering other customers for her like coworkers. When the customers couldn't speak English, she'd go over and translate or communicate the policies and shit to them. And I wish this guy could see me dealing with this, you know, probably mid-50s Mexican lady to know I'm not racist. You're just being a dickhead. Also, it was cheaper for me to cancel my rental car, which at the time I rented it was the cheapest. I lost like a $100 deposit, but it's cheaper just straight on fucking overall price, and I don't have to wait till 10. So, like, the cost of canceling was $92. So you get refund everything above $92. So with that $92 plus the price of the budget car, that was cheaper than renting this fucking stupid SUV this guy wanted me to rent. And then also the SUV, and I also think he was kind of trying to swindle me out of an extra $100, by the way. But, the SUV gets dog shit gas mileage. So I'm making out like a bandit, ultimately. I mean, if I use 10 gallons of gas, that's a $10 difference. I'll use probably more than $10 or 10 gallons of gas. Okay. Is there anything else I'm annoyed by? No, I don't think so. I will get annoyed by more stuff, by the way. Especially, I'm getting more tired. I shouldn't be podcasting. I have an hour and a half more to drive. I'm very tired. I just want to go to sleep. I just want to get to the hotel and go to sleep. If I don't, you'll never know because this podcast didn't come out. So if I did make it to the hotel safe, consider this podcast me marking myself safe from a red-eye flight to Chicago.